弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, every brothers and sisters.
高兴有机会回到弟兄姊妹当中分享信息。
We are very glad to have this opportunity to come back to share the message.
当弟兄邀请我，他邀请了好几次回来。讲到的时候我总是非常的迟疑。
Whenever Brother TC invited me to come back to share the message, I was kind of reluctant.
因为回来度假很轻松，如果要讲到的话就很有负担。
Because I feel relaxed when I come back here for vacation. However, when I think of giving a sermon, I feel it can be a task.
但是想到有机会跟弟兄姊妹分享我们在那边的经历，我们彼此鼓励，我想从这个层面来讲，我是责无旁贷，所以我就欣然的答应。
However, I still believe that it is my obligation to share my life back in the Midwest.
我在考虑要跟弟兄姊妹分享什么呢
？While I was thinking, what should I share?
我就想说我就分享我最近藏在我心中的一些事情和我们教会最近所做的一些事情。
I just think that I would like to share with you the thought that was always kept in my mind and also what we have just done in our church recently.
我们教会今年的主题就是至于我和我家，我们一定要侍奉耶和华。
The theme of the church I'm serving back in Fort Wayne, Indiana.Is as for me and my house.
就是希望鼓励弟兄姊妹全家侍奉是好的无比。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to serve the Lord with the entire family because this is the best.
另外一个事情就是近一两年来我们有很多的机会要跟人分享福音，特别是学生。
Also, in the past few years, we have involved in a student's ministry, so we have many opportunities to share the gospel to the students.
而且我们也感觉到现在的文化社会对我们的信仰的挑战越来越大，我们必须要回答你为什么信，你信有什么有什么根据，你信你自己在你心中能不能回答这样的一个问题。
Also, we have recently experienced the impact of the culture change. And so that makes us think that when people ask us the foundation of our faith, what we should answer.
所以我今天的信息会非常的简单，但是呢，基督教的信息是非常 amazing， 因为你越活得越老，在主里面越老的话，你会觉得信息越来越简单。
So the message I'm going to share can be simple. However, I just feel that the longer we live, the more we just think that actually our faith in the Lord can be simple.
虽然是简单，但是你如果真正的放在你心里面，它的意义非常的深远，影响你的生命也是非常的重。长远。
It may be simple, however, if the more we ponder it and reflect it in our heart more, we know that it has a great and a long influence in our life.
所以我就想从我们最近的一些事情来分享开始。我听说你们昨天去 hiking, 对不对？
So I would like to share with you what we just learned.Recently, and I also heard that many of you went on a hiking trip yesterday.
我们前两周，我们教会也全教会去 camping.
In the same way, about 2 weeks ago, the church back in Fort Wayne, the entire church went for a camping trip.
如果我们出去玩的去 camping 去 hiking 的时候，我们都心情非常的愉快非常欣赏神所创造的大自然。
When we go hiking or camping, we are very happy and delighted to see the creation of God.
我想到我小时候明天要演出，我前一天就睡不着。
I believe many of you have this experiences that when we were young, the day before we went on a field trip, we were so excited and that we could stay up all night.
其实不管去哪里只要出去，然后中午可以吃那个便当。就很高兴。
No matter where we went, as long as we had such a delicious lunchbox during the trip, we feel satisfied.
所以这个心情很重要哈。我们心情啊，如果我们心情准备好要来欣赏神的创造的大自然的话，好像很草特别的绿，花特别的香啊。虽然是下雨的话，也别有一番味道。
That make me think that the heart and the affection is the major source of joy of a trip, and that will make the flower looks even more pretty and the grass greener.
就是让我们想到，我们常常好像忘记这个世界是我们天父所造的世界。
Very often that we forget that this world actually is our Father's world.Created by him.
因为罪周围的罪恶非常的多，使得我们非常的心非常的烦，我们也混在其中，所以我们就常常的失去能够欣赏我们周围神所创造的世界，欣赏神的爱的机会。
It's so often that our heart can be numbed because of so many injustice happening that make us forget that.This world actually is filled with the love of God.
我们要欣赏，我们的心要打开，我们就先从诗篇第十九篇第一节到第四节开始来讲。
So in order to appreciate the creation of God, let's begin with Psalm 19.
我们一起来把这四节念一遍好吗？诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
太阳。Shall we look, read in English as well, or just keep going?
我从开始当基督徒就非常喜欢这首诗歌。
I've loved this psalm since I became a Christian.
因为它是气势非常的磅礴。
Because it gives us such a grandiose feeling.
当我当基督徒久以后，我所欣赏的层面从艺术的层面进入了心灵的层面，我觉得说这个诗歌让人admire 和 awe， 就是我们的敬意和敬畏神。特别描述我们的心情。
In the beginning, I enjoyed this psalm because of its art. However, the more I appreciate this psalm, it makes me awe and fear the Lord.
我在小时候比较熟悉这一张图画，当然这个照相照得更清楚，就是云，就是河汉银河。
Do you see the picture?
你看我这边。
Okay. Yes. I love this picture because it gives me this grandiose feeling of the gallery.
每次看这个银河的时候，我们就自己就觉得渺自己自我觉得渺小啊，而且心里有一种nostalgia， 就一种怀乡的感觉。我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有同样的心情啊。
When I see the starry night, it gives me this nostalgic feeling.
现在我们比较多能够看到这样的银河系，这个可能是telescope 所造的其他的银河的样子。
I can imagine that is the way God made it.
在科技发达的时候，我们可以从另外的方向来看这个世界，但是呢，却是同样的让我们心里面赞叹神创造的奇妙。
As the technology developed, we may enjoy this picture from other aspect, but we can still enjoy and appreciate God's creation.
就像诗篇所说的，诸天述说他的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Just like what's in the Bible, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hand.
这边诸天和穹苍都是讲到空间。
Heavens and the skies talked about the space.
然后这日和那到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，这是讲到时间。
And day after day, night after night is regarding the time.
所以这边说神的神秘的神奇的创造，充满着时间空间。
So God's creation is involved time and a space.
但是下面一句呢，有点奇怪哈，他说无言无语，也无声音可听。
However, the following verse 3 said, there's no speech or language where their voices is not heard.
但是下面一句又说他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
And then the verse further to tell us their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
到底有没有声音呢？有没有声音可以听呢？
So when we read these two verses, we might wonder, does God's creation have sound?
如果一百年前我们跟人说我们这个空气间 有信息，我们可以听得到，可以看得到。
100 years ago, if someone told us that you can receive some message from the space,
没有人会相信。
I don't think anyone will believe that.
但是我们今天每天都有人都在从空气里面接收信息，但是神的信息还不止这样子。
However, nowadays we receive the message from the satellite and the space. However, we should know that God's message is not just like those who go to our cell phone.
如果我们用心去看神所造的世界的话，我们实在不能避免心中发出赞叹。而这一切都指向有一个奇妙的创造者。
If we intentionally observe the creation, we just cannot stop our awe and appreciation of God's creation.
有一位科学家叫 Francis Collins， 他是 Geno 的一个专家。他说，这个宇宙间这个 physics 里面有一些常数，就是 parameter 或是 constant。如果在我们的gravity， 我们的这个万有引力的常数差了百万分之一的话，今天我们这个世界不会存在，我们这个地球不可能存在。
There's a scientist who used to say that there are many many factors to make the world like this, and without if there is a little different, the world won't be the way it is.
我想在每行在各行各业，我们都可以发现那个生命的奇妙和我们生活靠着神的微妙。我们这个宇宙是 fine-tuned， 是很微妙的调，以至于我们今天可以活在这个地方的。
I believe that no matter you observe this world from which aspect, you will find that this world is so fine-tuned that only God can do it.
因为我们习以为常，我们并没有听到神对我们从借着这个所造所传的信息。
However, we are so used to what we have experienced, and that we forget to remember that it's the creation of God.
事实上，神借着所造植物向我们每一个人说话。
As a matter of fact, God speaks to us through His creation.
在不久，我们就秋天就会有红叶一年有四季，非常的漂亮。
Before very long, we will see the colorful leaves.
这就是因为我们的地球有一个23度 的倾斜和它的环绕太阳的轨道有一个倾斜，因为这个23度的倾斜，所以我们就有了四季。
The reason we have the different four seasons is because of the Earth tilted 23 degrees.
如果我们的地球靠近太阳一点点，我们就会热死。
And we also know that if this world, the Earth,is a little bit closer to the sun, we might be all burned to death.
如果我们远一点的话，我们就会冷死。
And if it's just a little bit far away from the sun, we might freeze to death.
因为我做的是气象卫星，所以我可以知道有一物体在轨道上，它的环境是多么的恶劣。冷的时候，一边向着没有阳光的地方是冷的不能再冷。向着太阳的地方是热的不能再热。
My current job is to design some machines for the satellite. So by working on the aerospace, I realized that the distance is a critical factor of life and death.
我们活在 地球里面有一层大气层保护着我们，所以虽然冬天很冷，夏天很热，那个温度的变化其实并不是太大的。
And we know that we are protected by the layer of atmosphere.
而且这个空气对我们是我们的生存有关，但是我们经常忘记这是神所创造，为了要我们人能在这个地方存活神的赐予。
And the atmosphere is an important factor to decide our life and death. And we know all this is determined by God's creation.
所以神借着所造之物向人说话，但是圣经的一面也是说，不是每一个有耳朵的都听得到。所以在启示录那边说，有耳的就应当听。
Although God speaks to us through His creation, unfortunately, not everyone is able to receive God's message. That's why in the Revelation said, those who have ears should listen.
我们在神所造的万物当中是有一个奇特的禀赋和地位。
We have a unique gift to receive God's message.
神在创世纪里面说，神造我们是要管理这个大地，他所造的大地。
The Bible tells us that the reason God created us human beings is to take care of this world.
他以他的形象造我们，所以我们有像神的地方。
He has created us in His message.In His image, so we have shared some of His feature and characteristics.
我们不能够完全的了解神，但是我们能够明白神要我们明白的部分。
We are not able to understand everything about God. However, we are able to understand the portion that God wants us to understand.
罗马书第一章第十九节二十节，我们一起来念好吗
？The Book of Rome, Chapter 1.Verse 19.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。借着所造之物就无可推诿。我想神借着他所造的事物向我们显明他创造的奇妙，向我们说明他是一个创造的神。
So God has revealed Himself through His creation. So when we observe His creation, we have no reason to deny Him.
有一个哲学家、思想家叫康德，他有一个很有名的话。他说，在有两件事情是我敬畏的心持续不断的增长，每当我思考越久就越加热切，那就是在外面是繁华繁星灿烂的天空，在我的内心是一个道德律。
There's a famous philosopher by the name of Immanuel Kant, and he had said such a very good sentence regarding His awe to God's creation.
Here. 他这边其实讲的，在外面繁星，就是他所从外面所创造的这个世界里面，看到那个不可思议的奇妙的创造。
What make him awe from the outside is the starry night.
在里面是我们自己，我们看我们自己的时候，我们也看到我们实在是不可思议的。复杂和奇妙的存在。
And from within, it's such a complicated and complex thought of human beings.
虽然康德不是一个基督徒，但是他他最终是一个人文主义者。但是他从神的创造里面，他有观察，虽然他没有很正确的来解答。
Although unfortunately, Kant didn't declare that he's a Christian, but we can from what he has said that we know he has been inspired by God's creation.
这罗马书说，神的事情所能知道的，神已经给我们显明。我们的小孩小娃娃，我们看起来很可爱，但是他将来可以懂数学，可以懂生物学，可以懂微积分，这是神已经在他心里面 赐予的这个能力，神给他，他就能。
When we look at the little child, we will be amazed that in just a few years, this little child have this capacity of understanding very complicated math and physics. Why? Because God has given the capacity into this child's mind.
神给我们这些禀赋，就是要让我们能够认识他，能够认识他的创造，能够跟他有交通。
And the reason God gave us this capacity is He wants us to know Him, to understand Him, and to communicate with Him.
他要我们在他所创造的各个方面用来敬拜他，来认识他。
He wants us to worship Him with all different manners.
用我们的理智，用我们的感情，用我们的心灵，用我们的灵魂来跟神接触，来跟神交通，来明白神。
With our soul, our mind, our emotion, and our heart.
这是我们人最深的一个享受和一个最深的一个渴望。
To worship God is the most profound enjoyment and the longing that a person can have.
有一个有名的数学家、哲学家叫做巴斯卡，他说了一句话，很有名的话，就是说，神在我们的心中留下了一个真空，除了借着耶稣认识造物主他自己以外，没有任何东西可以填补这个真空。
And there's also a mathematician by the name Pascal. He has also said that God is the only one who can fill the emptiness that He has created in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是也经验到我们心中的一个空位？如果没有神在里面的时候，我们永远都不能满足。
Brothers and sisters, have we ever experienced that God is the only one who can fill the void, the emptiness of our heart?
如果我们从我们的圣经里面，这就是一个，我们就可以得到的解答，为什么我们会向往我们的主？因为我们是他所造的，他造我们的目的就是要我们能够明白，如果我们把别的东西放在那个地方，我们就不能得到满足。
Why would we like to read the Bible and find the answer and find the Lord with our reading? Because God has made us this way and He wants us to be satisfied by Him.
刚才我非常享受我们的诗歌敬拜。
When we first began our worship, I enjoy all the worship songs very much.
诗篇42篇第七节那边说，你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我的身。
In Psalm 42, it also said, yeah, there's a quote on the Bible.
其实42篇它是一个哀歌，在那边呼求神，但是他在思想神的神的爱和神的照顾，神的赐福的时候，他就觉得说他的身跟他的心好像跟神深深的相契合。
When we are communicating with God, it's like our most the deepest part of our soul communicates with Him.
箴言第20篇第五节，他说：“人心怀藏谋略，好像深水。”为明哲的人才能汲引出来。这边提到说人怀着谋略，要有明哲的人才能够把它吸引出来。同样的，神也要我们的心灵跟他相契合，我们才能够把神的深藏的谋略我们可以明白。
Also in the Proverb 20, it says that our heart is like a deep water, only the wise can draw the water out, so God is just like the water drawer that can draw our most, the deepest part of our soul.
所以我们敬拜其实就是我们在心中的深处与神来相呼应。
So when we are worshiping Him, it's like our The deepest part of our soul is echoing to God's creation.
这边有一个叫做 William Temple， 他是一个大主教，他对敬拜说得非常的透彻，我非常喜欢他这一段文字。
There's a priest by the name William Temple. He has given a very good definition of worship, which I really appreciate.
在这边，我们先把中文的部分念一下，然后我们把英文的部分念，好不好？敬拜是以我们全人向神的降服，是我们良心让神圣洁来变得敏锐，心灵以他的真理来得到滋养，想象力以他的荣美来纯净，我们的心让他的爱来打开，我们的意志降服在他的目的之下，这一切以赞美的形式来表达，是我们的心灵所能的最无私的一种感情。好，我们用英文啊。
So we also read it in English.
Worship is the submission of all of our nature to God.
It is the quickening of the conscience
by His holiness, the nourishment of mind with His truths, the purifying of imagination by His beauty.The opening of the heart to His love, the surrender of will to His purpose, all this gathered up in adoration, the most selfless
emotion of which our nature is capable.
我想他这边提到我们的全人在敬拜里面，我们得到最适当的、最美好的层面。
So when we are worshiping God, our whole being has been lifted to the best position.
我们的良心变得敏锐。
And our conscience has become quickened.
我们的心灵得到真理的滋养。
And our spirit has been nurtured by the Spirit.
我们的想象力被神的荣美来纯净。
Our imagination is purified by His beauty.
我们的心也被神的爱所感动打开。
Our heart is touched and opened by His love.
我们整个人的意志降服在神的目的之下。
And our entire mind surrender before Him.
所以当我们敬拜的时候呢，我们是不是以我们为中心的，我们是最以神为中心，我们是最无私的一个时刻。
So when we worship God, God is the only center, and so this makes us selfless.
当我们敬拜神，愿意让神来带领我们的时候呢，我们的全人可以在这样的氛围里面，在这样的认识里面，来活出神要我们活最恰当的样子。
When we worship God and being willing to be filled by God and being guided by Him, and we are in the best situation.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都会非常的同意，当我们敬拜神的时候，是我们的心灵最享受的时候。
And I believe brothers and sisters all have experienced that when we worship God with all our heart is the most enjoyable moment.
所以我们要怎么样来听神的话在我们的日常生活里面呢？
So now, how do we listen to God?
神听神的话其实是一切神学的起点。
As a matter of fact, listening to God is the beginning of the theology.
神学就是听神从神那边来的话，然后向人解释。
Theology is to receive God's word,and then explain and interpret it to others.
我们的神是一个自隐的神，因为他是超越我们的，他必然我们不然必然不能够看到他，必然有地方我们不能明白他。
God is an we cannot what's that 你说的
self 自隐的就是自己隐藏自己。
God has a hidden.Himself to human beings,
因为我们不
and only Himself can reveal Himself to us.
他又是一个启示的神，因为他是启示，所以我们才能够认识他。
And only He Himself can reveal Himself to us. and inspire us to understand him.
我们弟兄姊妹就是要彼此常常来提醒自己，提醒我们要来听，有意识的来听从神那边来的话，从圣经里面，从我们周围里面，从我们的交通里面来听。
So brothers and sisters, we should be conscientiously, intentionally listen to God.
我们要听，我想第一个就是我们的态度要正确。
So first, we should have the right attitude.
当我们有一个敬畏的灵的时候，就把我们神摆在应该敬拜的地方，我们摆在把我们自己摆在受造物的地位，这样子呢，我们就可以有一个敬畏的灵来向神认识。
When we worship God, we should have a fearful heart and put God in His right position, and we also in our lower position, so we can worship Him with true heart.
我刚刚说要有意识的听，就是我们要有一个聆听的耳朵。
So I just mentioned that we should listen to God intentionally.
你会听到什么东西呢？你如果关心，你就会听到。
Whatever you care for, you will hear it.
年轻人在一起交往的时候，你喜欢一个男朋友或男孩子或一个女孩子，你就听到他讲什么话。
When young people are dating each other, no matter how far your date is away, you will be able to recognize his or her voice.
妈妈在众人当中，她的小孩哭的时候，她就听到了。
And many mothers experience knowing her own baby's cry even from a far away room.
所以我们要听，我们就要有一个关心，我们关心我们的生命，我们关心我们的意义，我们的生存，我们就可以把我们的耳朵打开来听神的声音。
So when we care for our life and the meaning of existence, we should care enough to listen to God's instruction.
我们常常保持一个好奇的眼睛。
And we should always keep a pair of curious eyes.
我们也保持一个欣赏的心。
And also an appreciative heart.
有一个同工跟我分享说，他抱着他的女儿，他说：“我看着我这个女儿成长，好像我想起我种黄瓜种下去，她就一天一天长大。我这个女儿也是这样，就生下来一天一天长大。”
Once we visited a brother, his daughter is about 1 year old, and he shared with us how he watched his daughter growing up, and the way his daughter grew up reminded him of his experience of growing a cucumber, because a cucumber also developed from an almost invisible seed.
所以他就想起圣经里面说保罗栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
And he also shared with us that this also reminded him that Paul says when we spread the gospel,we might sow the seeds, but only God can, and people can water the seed, but only God can make the seed grow.
生命记里面非常重要的这个耶稣说是律法中最重要的，提到在六章四到五节，就是叫以色列人要听。他说：“以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的神。”你们要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And also in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, the Lord also want his people to listen.
以色列人用各样的方法叫他记住这些，把这个经文写在身上，在串这个有这个坠子，都是要让他来提醒你他们，就是说以色列啊，你们要听，不要忘记神。
The Lord instructed his people to use all possible ways to remember his word, but the purpose is for them to listen and to remember his word.
刚才我们提到神创造那么奇妙的世界，那么美好的世界，但是我们也看到在这个美好的世界里面有一个破坏的力量，那就是罪。
While we consider the creation is so beautiful, we should also be aware that there is a ruling power of the creation that is sin.
那个 Ravi Zachariah 他说他有一次去抱着他新生的孙孙女，非常的欣赏，这么可爱，这么漂亮的女儿，这小孩子，真是欣赏神所给他们的礼物。
Ravi Zachariah once shared that when he was holding his newborn granddaughter, he was so awed that how can this baby so neat and so cute, so beautiful?
那个护士来跟他讲说，你的孙女是安全的，因为她有一个 breast， 有一个有一个锁环、安全锁环。如果有人要把她带出这个电梯的话，就铃声就会大响，就会那个警报器就会响出来，响起来。
So while he was adoring his newborn granddaughter, the nurse in the hospital told him that the reason your granddaughter is safe here because she is wearing a safety bracelet, and whoever wanted to carry your granddaughter outside of this room, the alarm will go off.
他心里面就非常的惊讶。有谁会想到要伤害这么漂亮的一个神所创造的东西
？On hearing the nurse reminder, and he was so surprised and saddened, and thought that how can it be possible that someone will be so cruel to hurt this newborn baby？
我们今天也是这个是从外面来的罪恶，我们也看到。Computer 是这样子的好用，为什么有人要写一些那个病毒让你的整个 computer crash?
Hurting babies is a sin that we can see from outside. However, when we are thinking of the virus that people created intentionally to damage the computer system, we might wonder why do they have to do that?
所以神的创造的美好之外呢？我们看到罪的存在也是一个事实，它就是破坏神的美好。
So while we appreciate and enjoy God's creation, we should be also reminded that there is the power of sin that destroy the creation.
但它不只是在外面，我们看我们自己心里面，我们也能够感受到，常常把我们从神拉下来往下拉的，就是那个罪。
However, we should also be aware that sin doesn't just come from outside. When we ponder and reflect ourselves, we should know that the sin in our heart is such a power that drags us down from God's grace.
我们一方面非常的向往神的美好，但是一方面罪又把我们紧紧的拉在这个地上，拉在我们的肉体上面。
In a way, we long for God's glory.However, the power of sin can drag us out of God's grace.
这个罪就是我们圣经里面就是要我们面对的我们肉体的情欲、耳目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
So we should be once reminded that all of us have the sins, that is the pride, the arrogance, and the lust.
最近我听这个一个 pastor 叫做 Timothy Keller 他提到的他讲的这个 counterfeit God， 我想我们对罪对偶像的认识是远远的不够。对大部分的基督徒来说
，I have listened to Pastor Tim Keller's sermons, and one of the sermons is talking about the counterfeit God, and that remind me that.It's so true that we are facing these temptations every day.
在罗马书二十一章，第一章二十一节到第二十三节，这边说，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的失望思念变为希望，无知的心就昏暗了。
In Romans chapter 1, 21, it also reminds us of such sin that.We do not glorify and thank God. If we do not do it, we have become arrogant and away from Him.
他们自称聪明，反成为愚拙的。
And those who think that they are smart and wise, they have become foolish.
这些人不敬拜神呢，结果就将不能朽坏的神的荣耀变成偶像，仿佛是必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
Because they do not worship the immortal God, and they make the mortal their idols.
是我们好像没有一个中立点哈，你不是敬拜神，你就是把其他的东西取代神的地位。放在你心中最重要的部分。
As a matter of fact, when it comes to spirituality, there is no neutral part. Either you worship God or you deny Him.
你把被造的植物当作神，放在神的地位，就是一个偶像。
If you replace the God's place with the created matters, then this is idolatry.
你的心应该羡慕神，向往神。你如果把你的心中 你如果在你的心中、啊、什么东西占据了你的心中的所有的意念、啊、心思意念你所关心的就是这些东西的时候他如果不是神的话就是一个偶像
So if we allowed all this pride and arrogance and lust to take the place of God that is idolatry
偶像最终就是把我们跟神离开叫我们的耳朵听不到神的声音叫我们看不到神的荣耀。
The way the idols hurt us is to drag us away from God.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此互相勉励，我们不要陷入在偶像的崇拜里面。
So brothers and sisters, let's encourage each other. Let's not get into the idolatry.
在以色列人要进埃及以前摩西吩咐他们要在两座山里面做一个行动句。
And before the Israelites were led into the promised land, Moses reminded them that they should do some acting out.
这个行动句我想我们今天也很多人用表演的方式让人有印象深刻不会忘记这个行动句也是一样就是摩西要六个支派在基利心山宣告祝福六个
And, yeah, it's like an experimental drama Moses asked the six of the tribes to stay at Gerizim the mountain of Gerizim
我们看有两座山让大家也对这个印象希望能够放在你的心里面有两座山一座是祝福的山就是基利心山一座山是诅咒的山就是以巴路山
Now let's take a look at these two different mountains One is the mountain of a blessing that is Mount Gerizim and another is a mount of
Abel
is Abel yeah. that is the mountain of curse
当然这两座山其实应该是没有什么分别不过我们把它变成一个图像的时候我们就知道说我们敬拜神和敬拜偶像事实上就是一个分野是泾渭分明不能够交杂的
These two mountains might look similar to each other However, we should know that to worship God is to receive the blessing and if we depart from God is the beginning of the curse
两种选择两条道路带来两个完全不同的结果
There are two choices that lead to two different consequences.
我们选择走祝福的道路的时候，其实是神与我们一起走。
When we choose to walk on the way of blessing, we know that God will walk with us.
我们胜了这个世界，就是因为我们有信心，神跟我们走这个道路。
The reason we can overcome the hardship of this world is God. Works with us.
我们在十年前离开 Fort 在离开Poughkeepsie 这个地方到 Fort Wayne 去。
10 years ago, we departed from Poughkeepsie and moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
那时候我被 lay off 在东部应该可以找到其他的工作，但是呢，神用一些方，神让我们在 找到一个工作以后，在我找到一个工作以后，啊，得到了 offer 以后，他又把它 cancel， 把它freeze， 啊，同时我在 Four One 那边有一个工作的 offer。
10 years ago, I was laid off from Philips. Although I was able to find a job on the East Coast, but for some reason, that position after I received the offer was freezed. So God has opened another door for me to go to the Midwest.
当时我们也知道那边有一个教会啊，只有半年啊，也需要人手，所以我们就认为是神带领我们往 Four One 去，所以我们就毅然的往 Four One 去。
At that time, we also found out that there was a newborn Chinese Christian church in Four Wen that was only 6 months old, and we used this as a sign of God's guidance and calling for us to go there to serve Him.
Gloria 也是必须要放弃她很心爱的工作。
And Gloria quit her job.
但是我们觉得我们是跟随神的脚步往中西部去。
But at that time, although we were so reluctant to leave this place, we also are sure that it's God's guidance.
去那边没有想到那边我们也不知道那个牧师第二年就要到大陆去服事。
And when we went to Four Wen, there was a pastor there who was the founder of the church. However, only a few months after we arrived there, the pastor told us that actually her family was leaving for China.
所以我如果早知道那个牧师要离开，我就不敢去。
And we just teach each other that if we had known that we would have to be there without a pastor, we might think over.
但是神有他的恩典。
However, we know that this is all God's grace.
就是我在那边做的工作，我如果早知道我要去做那些工作，我也会害怕，因为我也没有做过。
Even when I consider the job that I did in Four Wen, it was so challenging that should I have known that I would take this job, I might not go.
但是因为是神的带领，我们就去了。神赐给我们当牧师走了以后，神给我们很好的同工，我们有很好的服事的团队。我非常 enjoy 在 Four One 跟他们一起的服事。
But thanks to God's provision, after we arrived in Four One, and even after the pastor left for China, and we continue to serve him in a church with many brothers and sisters.
我在 Four One 的侍奉啊，让我体验到更深的侍奉的一个层面。
And the way we serve the Lord together give me a more even more profound experience of serving Him.
就是在工作的方面，神也非常的赐福啊。我在Four One 的工作是我工作里面最觉得最满意、最能够满意满足我的心的。
I also experienced God's provision in my job. As a matter of fact, I really, really feel the job I'm doing is the most enjoyable job I have done in my life.
因为以前我的工作不顺利，我学了很多东西都没有用。
The reason is that in the past, I have experienced a lot of difficulties in my past jobs, and I have learned many new skills throughout the difficulties.
当然到了 Four One 以后，好像一个一个又拿回来用。
And once I arrived in the new job, I was able to apply everything I have learned in the past.
所以你所学的能够用出来，我是一个 engineer， 我就觉得像神创造这个天地，又说这个天地这个真好。
So as an engineer, being able to apply what I have learned and make me appreciate God's creation even more.
因为我们是他形象所造的，所以我们看到我们的东西 work 的时候，我们所知是好的无比。
And because we are made in His image, and in the same way, when I find that the machine I have designed work, I share the joy of God's creation.
Gloria 也找到他心目中他心爱的工作。
Gloria also enjoy her job.
虽然有这边有很一些经历，也许我们可以私下谈，但是他非常的感谢，他在这边的时候毅然的放下他这边的工作，能够到那边去。
So we really appreciate God's guidance.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚才谈了很多，我们在日常生活里面我们要听要看神所给我们的声音，神所从神所创造的奇妙来欣赏神的创造。
So brothers and sisters, let's once again be reminded that let's watch, observe, and listen, and understand God's creation.
我们也不要怕走在神所带的道路上面，因为他会像以色列出埃及的时候一样，用白天用云柱，晚上用火柱带领着我们。
In the same way, if God decided to lead us on a different path that is unexpected, God, let's not be afraid to walk on, because God will continue to lead us with the pillars of fire and the cloud and give us strength.
我们要警觉，我们是要爱那个赐福的神，不是爱神所的赐福。
Let's be reminded that we love the Lord that gives blessings, not the blessings that are given by the Lord.
所以如果今天我们紧紧抓住我们侍奉的成功，或者是我们的工作的成功的话，它又变成我们的一个偶像。
If we merely grasp and hold on to the result of our ministry or our job, and let's watch out, it can become an idol.
反而是我们有了神的赐福以后，我们知道说神与我们同在，所以我们抓住神，神更重要，我们可以跟他一起走，我们不在乎神的赐福还是前面有甘苦辛苦的道路。
Instead, if we hold on to the Lord, and then we even though we do not know what the tomorrow holds, but we know that God holds tomorrow and will continue to lead us.
我想神在我们的生命中，他的带领。我们愿意来看到，所以我想用一个诗歌，这是天韵所做的诗歌，叫做《生命的云彩》，是非常的感动人。我想请春敏来访。
Finally, I would like to share with you a song that is called "The Cloud in Our Life," and it's a description of the, I think, it's an Exodus.Is the cloud in our life. While they are in the wilderness, they cannot see anything.
现在。
Wherever God is there, there is hope.
我们一起祷告。天父，愿我们看到生命中的云彩。
Lord, may you help us to find the cloud in our life.
知道你的手藏在我们的左右。
And so that we know that your hands are by us.
让我们看到你所创造的荣耀。
When we observe the glory of your creation,
让我们看到罪的可怕和破坏力。
Help us to also know the destruction of the destructive power of sin.
让我们看到唯有依靠你，我们能从罪里面出来，能归向你。
Help us to understand that only you can drag us out of the power of sin.
让我们看到你吃下玛纳，四十年来，像以色列人一样，我们的鞋子也没有穿破。
Also help us to know that, just like the way you protect the Israelites on their wilderness, that even after 40 years, their shoes were still not broken.
让我们深深的认识到，只要有你同在，我们就有希望。
Help us to understand that, Wherever you are, there is hope.
保守我们刚强壮胆。
Help us to be strengthened.
因为我们的生命因为认识你而发光。
And make us as our life shine because of knowing you.
因为我们用我们的全人来侍奉你。
Help us to serve you with our whole being.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.